This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
Hello, my name's Samuel Douglas from Medway in Kent, and I'm doing the Train for Trade Skills Domestic Electrical Installer course.
Hi, Samuel.
Hello there, Tom.
So, Samuel, how did you find out about Train for Trade Skills then?
From a colleague at work who Train for Trade Skills picked up his old contract because his old company went bust, and he's followed Train for Trade Skills from there.
Did he recommend it then for you?
Yeah, he recommended it, yeah.
What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was a skilled worker working in the fabrication industry. Doing it since I left school, so it's about 8 years now.
You said skilled worker. What sort of jobs were you doing then?
Welding, fabrication, pneumatic work, some electrical work.
So do you still do that job now then?
Yeah, I'm working there still whilst training up to be a domestic electrical installer.
How have you found balancing your job then around the rest of your course and studying for your course?
It's quite easy, actually. All the coursework and stuff can fit very flexible around your old job. I mean, I still work a 55-hour week and I can still fit around there and get all the work done quite comfortably.
Have you got any specific ways or any studying tips that you've done that you've found work really well?
Yes, little and often, really. Every day at lunchtime, look through your books, work through your TMAs, just a little bit in the evening. Really little and often is what you want to do.
So you're training to be an electrician then. Have you always had that interest in electrics?
Yeah, I've always been really interested in electrical stuff. I've been taking apart and fixing things ever since I was really young. So it's always been something that's interested me.
You mentioned in your current job that you do a bit of electrical work, don't you? What sort of jobs do you do then?
At the moment, I'm wiring up low voltage solenoids, proximity sensors and switches for use with fire dampers on offshore oil rigs.
So let's talk about the practical training then, which you're on now. How are you finding it?
I find the practical training is really easy, actually. I find it quite straightforward because mainly what I do for a living is stripping cable and terminating fittings anyway. So I'm finding it quite straightforward at the moment, but I'm still learning stuff as I go because it's a different scope, really, to what I do.
Once you've qualified and you've finished your course, what are your plans?
I want to start doing testing and some installation of domestic premises, and then I want to work up to get my MVQ level 3 and then move on to more an industrial side of things.
So, Samuel, basically for the people that are listening and want to change their career or take up a trade and learn new skills, have you got any advice for them?
No, just make sure it's what you really want to do before you do start it, and then, you know, if you do really want to do it, just go for it.
Definitely. That's great, Samuel. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Tom.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.